Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. High-level conferences are always a worry to those awaiting the results, like the ones between your bus driver and conductor outside the garage. Will they carry on, or shall we all have to get on the one that never is, right behind? But at Admiralty, there's a NATO exercise meeting on right now, and it's Captain Povey who awaits the results of that one.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I don't like it at all.
So I've noticed, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, you've been sitting here, twisting your cap round and round so much, one of the orderlies asked me if you were Sterling Moss.
Did you get his rank and number?
I don't think Mr. Moss is in the Navy.
Friend Chasen, I wish you would take this matter more seriously. There is a NATO exercise conference going on in there, and I am here to represent Portsmouth Command, and you are here as my secretary.
Aye, aye, sir.
You are not here as comic relief.
No, sir. You're the one with the funny hat.
Yes.
Excuse me, Captain Povey, sir. I'd like to see you now, sir.
What? Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. Oh, who exactly is in there?
The Flaming Lot, sir. There's the CNC American Naval Forces, Admiral Clark Mandovich, one of our sea lords, Sir Frederick Light Alaboom, the Admiral,
oh, and... never mind. That's plenty to be going on with. Lead the way.
Well, shall I come with you, sir?
Certainly.
This way, sir. In here. Captain Povey, sir.
What? Oh, there you are, Povey. Yeah, just a minute. You've shrunk. You used to be taller than this.
I'm not Captain Povey, sir. I'm his secretary.
Oh, I see. My word, that's a relief. I wondered what Povey was doing in a Wren's uniform. Well, where is he, then?
I'm over here, sir.
Huh? Oh, good man. I say, you've changed your uniform, Povey. This isn't a fancy dress party, you know.
But I didn't.
This is a serious conference, and you're not supposed to be the comic relief.
I know, sir. You're the one that wears the funny...
Nasty cough, sir.
Now, hang on. I'd like you to meet the Sea Lord, old... what's his name?
It's Chum. And may I say that never in my entire... have I ever seen such united... combined together to promote the assured future of a long, long and well-earned...
And this is the American CNC chap, Clark Mandolin.
Mandelvich.
How do you do, sir?
Great, but who's the doll with you?
One that shouts mama good and loud.
Be quiet.
Oh, do shut up, all of you, and let a chap get a word in. Povey, we need your help. Look, NATO are holding an exercise around Mount Rumpus Atoll. And we're using ships from the fleets of all the countries who paid their subscriptions to shell it.
I see, sir.
Now, what we're looking for now is a target ship we can tie up there as well. Now, is there any ship in Portsmouth Command that's utterly useless to us? Some old frigate we can blow up and sink.
Oh, with all due respect, sir, the British Navy doesn't have that kind of...
Well, now I come to think of it.
Utterly useless, you said, sir?
No, it must be. There's always HMS Troutbridge. Oh, no, that's no good. Tell you what, how about Troutbridge? Why don't we blow her up, eh?
Blow her up? Well, really, I've never heard of such a thing. Of all the inhuman, callous acts,
Renchism.
How you can sit there and suggest the cold-blooded murder of all those gallant men for some silly old exercise.
Renchism.
Have you no compassion at all? I know they may not be very bright, but there's no reason to go blowing them up all over the place. They've got as much right
Renchism.
To lead their lives as any murderer.
Renchism, before we blow a ship up, we take the crew off.
I don't care. You can't just go... Oh. Oh, I do feel a ninny.
So I should think.
Well, that's settled, then. We blow up Troutbridge. Now, let's get the details of this exercise settled. You and your secretary will be at NATO HQ on the mainland, 50 miles south of Mount Rumpus Atoll.
Certainly.
The Pataniland frigate, the Poppadom, will be taking part as well, of course.
Oh, I didn't know Pataniland was a member of NATO, sir.
Well, didn't you? Well, of course they are. They joined by accident, mind you. They thought it was a free gift scheme.
Unfair! Unfair! It's a dirty, great piddle, that's what it is. We've been debased, disgraced and defiled. Oh, the humiliation. Oh, the shame.
Oh, do leave off. We're all in the same boat, you know.
Yes, and we're soon going to be blown out of it. Old Thunderguts is probably kicking himself that he never thought of this before. There must be something we can do to avoid losing poor old Troutbridge.
Well, this is a fine time to get affectionate about her, Mr. Phillips. You've bashed the living daylights out of her for years.
Well, that's the point, sir. We're old friends. I know every little dent, patch, and warped plate.
Well, I'm afraid this is the end of the line. Once we join the exercise, she's had it.
Yes, sir. Once we join it. That's it! That's it! Caps off, lads! We've got a genius aboard!
What are you talking about?
Well, sir, why join the exercise at all, sir? With Mr. Phillips's navigation, it's a stone-cold bonker, sir. We'll never be anywhere near it.
I resent that. I'll have you know that I got a prize at Dartmouth.
Whatever for?
Well, Navy Day Egg and Spoon Race, actually.
First prize, Mr. Phillips?
Rather. No one else entered.
No, Chief, I think you may have got the solution. Although there'd be a shocking row afterwards.
Who cares about afterwards, sir? We'd have saved old Troutbridge. After all, we've been in the muck before, haven't we?
Very rarely been in anything else. Still, sailing out to a remote place like Mount Rumpus Atoll.
Ah, very remote, sir.
I doubt if we could be blamed if we missed it.
Oh, no, sir. No blame at all, sir.
Oh, a slight error in our navigational equipment, perhaps?
Slight error, like Mr. Phillips, for instance.
Well, that, of course. But a faulty direction finder or a dud echo sounder, we should never find the place, should we?
Never in a million years.
Pity. But hardly our fault.
Oh, no, not our fault at all.
Honestly, I don't know what you chaps are worried about. I know the way perfectly.
No. No, you don't, sir. No, you don't, sir. You don't know the way at all, sir. No, you don't. You haven't the flaming foggiest ideas.
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, no, you haven't.
I can insist. Pertwee, I have. The mater and I went on a cruise round there. You can't miss it.
Isn't it marvellous?
Mr. Phillips, we don't want you to find the way there.
Now, don't you be ridiculous, sir. It's my job to... I see. You want me to fiddle the navigation so that we miss the exercise.
Well, not exactly. If you just use your usual methods, that ought to do it.
Well, it seems a shame, though, sir. You don't know what you're missing. You know... You know, there was a chap who runs a Hum Grumbit farm out there. And he and the mater once had a
very likely, sir. But if we go there this time, he's going to have an Hum Grumbit farm full of Bridget fragments.
Ooh, nasty.
Yeah, exactly, sir. So let's not go this time, no, sir?
Certainly not. Now, you leave it to me, Chief.
Well, we'd better all turn in now if we're to make this early start. We sail at 0700 hours.
Oh, bother. That means we shall have to leave before the papers come.
Why, were you looking forward to doing the Times crossword single-handed, Mr. Phillips?
No, it's not that at all, sir. Tomorrow is the day they deliver his comic.
Why the sigh? here and out here, Mr. Phillips. What are you hoping for? A mating call?
Well, not exactly, sir. I hung my hat on the switch.
Put the blasted thing on again.
Well, it's a bit tricky, sir. You see, ever since I had my last haircut, it comes down too far and I can't see a thing.
When we haven't the faintest idea where we are, I hardly think that matters.
Oh, well, I'm not complaining, sir. Look, we're nowhere near the exercise. We're getting bags of sunshine. We've got full rations and only a skeleton crew. I reckon Mr. Phillips has done us proud, sir.
Yes, you certainly lost us beautifully, Mr. Phillips.
Yes, well, that's the trouble, sir. You see, I wasn't really trying to. I mean, missing the exercise is one thing, but I don't even know what ocean we're in.
This is something new?
Oh, come on, fair, sir. He can generally pinpoint our position. Give or take a couple of 100 miles.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. And if anyone's interested, it's flaming hot out here. I feel like a bit of beef in my Aunt Gwyneth's oven with the gas turned up too high.
Look, go, Steve.
Always I'm... doing that, she was. Soon as you pour the gravy on, everything went and everyone vanished in a cloud of steam.
Goldstein, did you get through just to discuss your aunt's culinary discrepancies?
Come out here and say that. She's a good woman, my Aunt Gwyneth.
No, all I said...
Her only trouble is she can't cook for toffee. She tried cooking that once, I remember. Proper disaster it was.
Goldstein...
We all had to sit on the floor with a spoon and chip it off the inside of the oven. My old da broke 3 teeth on a big bit before he realized it was a burner.
Goldstein, what do you want?
Well, apart from a bit of shade, I thought you might like to know we're passing an island.
An island? How far away is it?
Well, I never was one for figures, you know, sir. Cousin Di's the one for the sum. He works in a bank, you know. Leastwise, he used to until he had more money than the bank.
Oh, Cousin Di is the one for the sums, all right. But, Goldstein, how far off is the island?
Well, sir, at a rough guess, and as near as I can tell you... We're on it.
Good heavens.
All right, abandon ship. This way to the boats. Follow the blue light, gents, please. Stand well back, please. We must save Pertwee.
Will you stop that, Chief?
Blummy, what was that?
An island backed into us, Mr. Pertwee.
Well, they should have hooted.
Well, sir, now that we've sort of dropped in, why don't we pop ashore and ask them where we are?
So this is where you're hiding the no fruit, is it?
Lummy, it's Lieutenant Commander Stanton.
Who did it? That's what I want to know.
Did what, sir?
Fouled up me fishing, of course. There I was down at the blunt end trying to catch the big fella. Then all of a sudden, bang, I caught a palm tree.
Well, sir...
It'll take a monkey to get up there and untangle me line, you know. I've asked two of the little fellas already. They don't want to know. Jolly serious, having your fishing line stuck up a palm tree, you know. They cost money.
Oh, quite, sir. But if anyone saw yours, they might think fishing lines grew on trees.
Oh, yeah. He's worse than the monkeys, you know.
Sorry, sir. Let's go ashore and find out just where we are.
I don't like it. It's omnivorous, that's what it is. It's a desert island with not a soul about. Not even Roy Plumbly in his gramophone.
Yeah, it does seem a bit odd, doesn't it?
Must be someone living here. There are all these strange little cottages.
Yes, and even they're an odd shape. More like blockhouses.
Well, sir, excuse me, sir. I've just had a look in one of those houses, sir. There's nothing in it but a lot of clocks and dials. What ticks?
Curiouser and curiouser. Here we get Lieutenant Bates to investigate.
Oh, do we have to, sir? I mean, with due respect, sir, I reckon what he knows about electricals can be written on a bit of fuse wire.
Nonsense. Lieutenant Bates?
I'm over here!
Well, do you think you could come over here?
Righty-ho, sir!
Well, what seems to be the jolly old trouble, chaps?
Well, the chief's discovered some odd clocks and dials in these houses. I thought you might like to investigate them.
Well, to be perfectly frank, I'd rather not.
Yeah. Very right and proper too, sir. Don't dabble with the unknowns.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've been trying to get my portable radio going. Yeah, Tully?
I say, what a jolly good idea. We might be able to get the Navy Lark on the overseas program.
Navy Lark? What a strange man you are, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, sir. No accounting for some people's tastes, is there?
No, I suppose not.
I don't know what's the matter with you lot. I like the Navy Lark.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yes. You know, that chap who plays the silly ass sub-lieutenant is jolly funny. Jolly funny.
Oh, him. Very poor.
Oh, yes, sir. Very poor.
He certainly... Last week, they were on a NATO exercise, and he ran them aground on this remote island, you see. And, well, what they didn't know was that this was going to be the same deserted island that was going to be shelled by all the other ships in the... I don't think I feel very well.
Switch that radio of yours on quick, Mr. Bates.
Certainly, sir.
Does he have to, sir? I'd rather not know the end of the plot. If
I don't want the Navy Lark, you idiot. I want a news bulletin. Oh, hurry up, Mr. Bates.
Well, it is just a bit tricky. This set is only knocked up from a few spare parts, you know.
Well, I didn't know you made it, sir.
I didn't. The manufacturers did. Ah, here we are.
That was the Billy Cotton Band Show. And now, here is a quick roundup of the news. The NATO fleet exercise is now in full swing. Ships of the various nations are converging on the completely deserted Mount Rumpus Atoll prior to shelling it. So far, everything has gone according to plan, except for a missing British frigate. The Bhutan-owned frigate, the Papadom, which was due to take the British crew off their own ship before she was blown up, have been unable to establish contact. Will any person who has seen the British frigate kindly telephone Whitehall 1?
You had to find it, sir, didn't you? Of all the hundreds of perishing islands in the world, you had to land us on this one. Any minute now, it'll be an hotbed of high explodables.
Now, stop jumping to conclusions, Chief. This may not be Mount Rumpus Atoll at all.
Oh!
Thank you, Chief. Well, I thought it got me.
Ah, not at all. At all. Thank you, sir. Pleasure, sir.
Honestly, I don't know what all this panic is about. I mean, it can't be Mount Rumpus, because for one thing, the planes from the aircraft carrier are supposed to fly over and bomb the place first.
Yes, that's true. They should have been here, but... What was that?
And what was what, sir?
Some droning noise.
Well, I can't hear any droning noise, sir, apart from those planes up there heading in this...
Everybody down! Stop the exercise, Pertwee's underneath it.
Who did that? Who did it? Come on, which of you bounders did it? Look at me, I'm soaked.
Lovey, what happened to you?
There's a lot, old shucks. There was I up on that confounded palm tree trying to get me lying down. Then all of a sudden, bang! I'm sitting in the sea with monkeys all around me. All applauding like mad they were.
Well, they wanted to see you do it again.
Oh, not likely, old boots. I landed right on me umgrummet. I always carry a tin full for bait, you know.
There.
Well, don't look at me, sir.
No, sir. It's another frigate, sir, out in the bay. Look.
How odd. They must be lost, too.
They're not, you know. It's the Pataniland frigate. It's the Papadom. Quick, let's get aboard again and ask them for a tow.
Hello, sir. I wondered where you'd got to. I suppose you've been having your tropical shorts shortened.
No, I have not. I like them like this.
Oh, well.
Yes, well, anyway, I've been over to the NATO Exercise Communications Office. I'll never live this down. I know I won't.
Live what down, sir? Those shorts.
Yes. No. But I just had to suggest Trutbridge as a target ship, didn't I? Oh, fool. I should have known they wouldn't even been able to get themselves blown up without making a mess of it.
Well, I gather they've hit the jackpot.
Oh, they have indeed. The idiots beached themselves on Mount Rumpus Atoll. The planes from the aircraft carrier spotted them just when they went into their attack. They only just avoided bombing the fools.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
That is also a matter of opinion. Now I've had to send Popperton to the island to tow those addle-brained nincompoops off before the shelling starts.
But they're not going to shell the... Sir, where are they being towed to?
Hey, oh, well, I'm having them towed to this point here on the map. And they... Why have you stuck this flag in at that point?
You're not going to like this one tiny little bit, sir.
Oh, never mind about that. What is this flag here for?
Well, sir, while you were out, the CNC of the exercise telephoned and he said something had gone wrong. And as Troutbridge is still being manned, he's changed the target area for the shelling.
What?
That flag is the new target area.
Oh, no, he can't. Well, that's where Popperton and Troutbridge are steaming right now. Well, they've got to be stopped.
I'll get through to the communications.
Oh, that's no good. Those morons will never be listening to the right network. I'm going out there in the destroyer makepiece, and I'll sort this out once and for all.
Mr. Phillips, do stop hanging your hat on that wretched switch.
Oh, sorry, pardon, sir.
Look, every time you blast off our siren, sir, those Batani landers in Popperton toot back at us, sir. They'll run out of juice soon and then we'll have to tow them.
Well, we couldn't be worse at it than they are.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, why don't we use our own engines, sir?
Because the signal stated that Captain Povey wasn't taking any chances on our getting lost again, Chief. We're to be towed.
Still, we can't complain, can we, sir? I mean, we're jolly lucky to escape from the island like that.
Yeah, I'll say. My knees haven't stopped doing the ooky-cooky yet.
I mean, according to my watch, if we'd still been on that island, they'd have started shelling just about now.
Yes. Good thing we're well away from it all.
Lummy, who threw that? I mean, what a rotten shot. We're miles from the island.
Oi, oi! Here comes another one! Everybody down!
Good heavens, they must think we're off the ship. They're definitely shelling us.
Yes, sir, definitely.
Man the boats! Stop pooping off at Pertwee!
What on earth? We stopped.
Well, of course we have, sir. I mean, we're bound to. The Poppadoms cut the towing hawser.
Oh, yes, sir. Here! Stop, Poppadom! Here! Come back, you cowardly custards! All right, budget it!
Say, they didn't half go, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, sir. And why don't we?
Bridge, number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. And I just wanted to say that if there's one more shell, there won't be a starboard lookout here, sir. I'm going below.
Stay where you are, Goldstein. Can you see where the shells are coming from?
Well, there's a destroyer coming up on us fast, sir.
Yep, good gracious, sir, there is. He must be coming in for the kill.
Well, I wouldn't know about that, but if he lets off so much as a pea shooter, I'm off.
Hold on. Goldstein. Hello. Bridge.
Ta-ta, Bach.
Oh, look, sir. Oh, for Pete's sake, do something, sir. Do something, even if it's only to shoot back at them.
Yeah, good idea. At least they'll realize we're still manned. Mr. Phillips, bang one off near that destroyer.
Aye, aye, sir, but I don't think they're the ones who fired at us.
Who
sir.
Cares? Snap one near them before they do.
Aye, aye, sir. Fire one, Chief.
Fire one it is, sir.
No, hold it. They're tooting at us.
Too late.
Bye.
stopped them dead in their tracks.
Mr. Phillips, I said near them, not on them. Full ahead, both, Chief. Let's get over to them and see what's happened.
Full ahead, both of you, sir.
You know, you must admit it was a jolly good shot. I'm pretty proud of Leslie.
Well, we're not. Wait until we find out what navy that destroyer belongs to.
Number one! Number one, I'll court-martial you for this.
I think it's one of ours.
Oh, lummy, it's old Thunderguts. And I've blown his trousers off right up his knees.
Those are his shorts, idiot. Oh. Ahoy there, sir. Sorry, pardon.
I'll give you sorry, pardon. That shell went snap through all floggle-toggle gear. We can't move. You're going straight back to Portsmouth, and I'm going to break the lot of you.
Aye, aye, sir. Slowest on, left hand down a bit, Chief.
Aye? But aren't you going to argue with him, sir? I mean, he'll do the lot of us.
Patience, Chief. Slowest on, both.
Slowest on, both it is, sir.
Oh, and left hand down a bit, Chief.
And left hand down a bit it is, sir.
Yes, any minute now, I imagine.
Imagine what, sir?
Number one! Stop!
That, Mr. Phillips.
Number one, where are you going? Come back, come back.
See you at Portsmouth, sir.
No, 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 wait. We can't move. And this is the target area.
So we gathered. Goodbye, sir.
Oh, lovely, lovely, number one, sir. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I can see it all now, sir.
Well, that's funny. I can't.
Stop, dear. For pity's sake, number one, stop.
Sorry, sir. We're due in Portsmouth to be court-martialed.
No, 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 no. We must have a tow. We'll get blown to bits.
Sorry, sir. We can't hear you.
I know what you're up to. You want to blackmail me into forgetting the court-martial. Well, I'm not going to fall for it, you hear?
Oh, now I get it.
Congratulations, Mr. Phillips, sir. I think one more shell ought to do it, Mr. Murray.
I surrender! For pity's sake, give me a tow!
Oh, well done, sir. Game, set, and match.
No court-martial, sir!
No court-martial! Now, for crying out loud, get us out of here, please!
Shall we oblige, sir?
We shall oblige, Mr. Phillips. Take them in tow, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir.
Take them in tow before the next...
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Lieutenant Bates was Michael Bates, Abel Seaman Goldstein was Tony Levins, and Lieutenant Commander Stanton was played by Ronnie Barker. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.